Penguin Random House Audio presents Small Victories, Spotting Improbable Moments of Grace, written and read by Anne Lamott. In the Evening by Billy Collins. The heads of roses begin to droop. The bee who has been hauling his gold all day finds a hexagon in which to rest. In the sky, traces of clouds, the last few darting birds, watercolors on the horizon. The white cat sits facing a wall. The horse in the field is asleep on its feet. I light a candle on the wood table. I take another sip of wine. I pick an onion and a knife. In the past and the future, nothing but an only child with two different masks. Prelude. Victory Lap. The worst possible thing you can do when you're down in the dumps, tweaking, vaporous with victimized self-righteousness, or bored, is to take a walk with dying friends. They will ruin everything for you. First of all, friends like this may not even think of themselves as dying, although they clearly are, according to recent scans and gentle doctors' reports. But no, they see themselves as fully alive. They are living and doing as much as they can, as well as they can, for as long as they can. They ruin your multitasking high, the bath of agitation, rumination, and judgment you wallow in, without the decency to come out and just say anything. They bust you by being grateful for the day, while you are obsessed with how thin your lashes have become and how wide your bottom. My friend Barbara had already been living with Lou Gehrig's disease for 2 years on the spring morning of